Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our conference call also from our side. As always, we start with the highlights of the first 9 months, 2011. In January, we increased our shareholding in the Stadtgalerie Hameln from 94.9% to 100%. End of March, we opened the extension of the Altmarktgalerie in Dresden, already and before fully rented. Beginning of April, we had the opening of the A10 Triangle, also fully rented. In July, we increased our shareholding in City Galerie Wolfsburg from 89% to 100%. Coming to page number 3, the investment highlight in the first 9 months was the acquisition of the Allee Center Magdeburg. The center is the 19th center in our portfolio since the 1st of October 2011. Our investment volume was 118 million euros, and in a share deal we bought 50% of this shopping center. Expected net initial yield 6%. A further highlight were the before maturity loan renewals in the first 9 months. We achieved maturity renewals of loans and new loans with a total volume of approximately 797 million euros. That is roughly 57% of our total loans in the period August 2009 to August 2011. The vast majority of these new contracts were agreed in 2011, so we could benefit from the low interest rates during this year, and the average interest rate of all these loans, of all these new loans, was or is 4.1%. Important to mention that we have no further follow-on financings until 2013, and then in 2013 we have to negotiate only 66 million euros, which is roughly 5% of our total loans. Our credit line runs until February 2014. So that's very comfortable. Coming to page 5, the first key figures. Consolidated profit increased by 4% to 40 million euros. FFO per share increased to 1.12 euros from 1.02. That's a plus of 10%. And earnings per share dropped from 0.84 to 0.78. Please keep in mind that we have a bigger number of shares. Last year, a weighted average of 45.5 million shares, and this year, 51.6 million shares. Total equity is at 1.4 billion euros. That is a decrease, slightly decrease of 3%. Interest-bearing debt increased by 7%. That is due to financing of the extensions and the financing of the acquisition of the Billstedt Center in Hamburg. Equity ratio still comfortable with 46.1% and an LTV ratio of 47%. Coming to the balance sheet, some adjustments for the figures 2010, reflecting the fact that we had some discussions with our auditors, and reflecting the fact that the Financial High Court decided in October 2010 about the extended trade tax deduction, given the fact that this decision was published in February 2011 and so it was too late to be implemented in our annual figures in 2010, we learned that we had to adjust the 2010 figures now. And this resulted in an accounting exchange on the liability side, which means that we formed one-off provisions for the past in an amount of 87.5 million euros. Perhaps you remember that we published this figure, or that we named a figure of between 85 to 90 million euros in August this year. Additionally, we formed other tax liabilities in an amount of roughly 4 million euros for the first 9 months, and this reduced our group equity by 91.5 million euros. Coming to page number 7, starting with the new adjusted financial statement 2010. See that our non-current assets have increased by 211.6 million euros. That is due to the first fair valuation of the Billstedt Center and due to the going on extensions of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, the Altmarktgalerie in Dresden, and the A10 Center. Current assets decreased by 140 million euros. This is due to the fact that we paid the purchase price for the Billstedt Center end of fiscal year 2010, and so these receivables reduced. Deferred tax liabilities increased from 188.5 million euros, again by roughly 14 million euros to 202.5 million euros, reflecting a trade tax with a trade tax rate of 16.45% and a corporate tax average of 16.5%. This is an increase for further running earnings. Coming to page 8, the P&L account. The reasons for the performance will be explained in our bridges later on. You see that revenues have increased by 29% to 137.9 million euros. Property operating and management costs -14.9 million euros, which is 10.8% of the revenues. In last year, it was 11% of the revenues. Corporate costs increased by 1.3 million euros, and these 1.3 million euros were one-off upfront fees and notary costs for the several financings of in total 660 million euros. So this is a portion of only 0.2%, and so very normal figure. Profit attributable to limited partners increased to 11.2 million euros. That is due to the tax effect that we have better figures now and that we have more centers fully consolidated. Therefore, EBT before valuation increased by 26% to 59.1 million euros. Taxes. We have taxes of 17.7 million euros in contrast to 7.9 million the year before. That is a tax rate of 31%, and these 17.7 million euros include deferred taxes for the trade tax of 7 million euros, 9.6 million euros as corporate tax, both as deferred taxes, so in total 16.6 million euros deferred taxes, and additionally a cash out tax for trade tax in an amount of 1.1 million euros. So in total, 16.6 plus 1.1 means 17.7 million. Coming to the bridges, starting on page 9 with the revenue bridge, starting with 106.6 million euros. We can add the figures due to the extension of the Altmarktgalerie in Dresden and the extension of the A10 Center. Secondly, we have the full consolidation now of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum and the Phoenix Center in Harburg. And last but not least, firstly, we have the inclusion of the Billstedt Center in Hamburg since January 2011. So increase in rents like for like 1.1%, which means roughly 900,000 euros. Coming to page 10, the net finance cost bridge starting at -44.6 million euros. Income from investments decreased by 1.1 million euros. This reflects a change in the accounting for our Galeria Dominikanska in Wroclaw. The income, which was paid, in fact, reduces now the financial assets. -8.8 for Dresden, Main-Taunus-Zentrum, A10, Phoenix Center, and Billstedt due to the fact that, again, that we have the full consolidation of the Phoenix Center and the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, and that we have firstly included the Bielefeld center in Hamburg. So interest expenses, like for like, decreased by 0.9 million euros. Coming to page number 11, to the EBT bridge, starting with 46.3 million euros. Valuation result minus 0.6%, a drop to 0.6% versus 2010 due to investments in Bielefeld Center Hamburg and the City Gallery in Wolfsburg. So in fact, an increase of 12.1 million euros, which means 26%, coming up to 57.8 million euros as EBT for the first 9 months in 2011. Coming to page number 12, the profit bridge, starting at 38.3 million euros and considering a lower the valuation result of 0.7 million euros, we see a real increase of 2.4 million euros, which means 6%, and leading to a profit of 40 million euros at the end. On page 13, we increase our guidance from April this year, reflecting the operations in line and the acquisition of the Allee Center Magdeburg. That means that our forecast for 2011 regarding to the revenues will be now between 188 to 190 million euros. Before it was 184 to 188 million. EBIT increased to 160 to 163 million euros. Before it was 157 to 161. EBT before valuation is now 79 to 82 million euros. Before it was 75 to 78 million euros. And the FFO per share is now in the forecast 1.49 to 1.54, and before it was 1.48 to 1.52. Our outlook, last but not least, currently we are working on a long-term solution to reduce our tax burden, and I asked for your understanding that we cannot discuss this and all concrete figures in the public. The German tax law is, as we experience now, very complicated, but we are very optimistic that we will find an attractive solution for Deutsche Jörshop. Anyway, there will be no change in our strategy. On the 17th of November, so in some days, we'll have the opening of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum's North Extension, already fully let, including very attractive stores like Apple and Hollister. Coming to the pipeline, besides some smaller investment possibilities, currently there are no further acquisitions in the pipeline. There is, for us, no bidding process to see. We heard rumors about net initial yields of only 4.6% and in general net initial yields of around 5%, and as you perhaps remember, that is too low for us, and so we hesitate to do further investments. That's the end of my presentation. Operator, we are ready for questions now.
Our first question comes from Kai Klose of Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Just a quick question, or two quick questions. The first one, which sector of your tenants performed relatively good or relatively bad? And second question, some of your peers mentioned that the start of the sales for winter fashion was relatively poor due to the warm weather. Was that the same, or did you experience the same in your shopping center?
Thank you, Mr. Klose, for the questions. What we experienced in the first 3 quarters was the fact that department stores were very weak, with roughly 8%. Food was very stable, and also fashion was weak. So we can confirm what our competitors and also our retailers already said. The weather conditions were very unfavorable for our business. The summer was too cold, too rainy, so no chance to sell summer clothes. And then the beginning of the winter was too warm, and so no chance to sell winter clothes in the first 9 months. So a weak July, a stay or a normal August, and a weak September and a weak October. Yes, right.
Okay. And the very last question, could you indicate what's your current rent-to-sales ratio within the next 9 months? Thank you.
The rent-to-sales ratio hasn't changed. It's still between 8.5 and 9.5%.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from André Remke of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sirs. Basically, three questions. First, on the Main-Taunus Centrum, maybe you can provide us with the current rental income figure per annum after fixing all the new rental contracts. And will this start at the 1st of November or now at the mid of November? Second question is, can you share your ideas around the mentioned smaller investments with us, or is it still too early to talk about? And then lastly, the question on the valuation result at year end, any special items to be expected from this year investments, or what is your view on in general on yield expectations for the valuation at year end? Those are the questions, thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Remke. Talking about the Main-Taunus Centrum, the average rent per square meter is €48, multiplied with roughly 13,000 square meters. That is the rental volume which we expect starting from the 1st November of this year, though the opening will be on the 17th of November. Yes, I mentioned some smaller investments, but it is very early to talk about. We intend to increase shareholdings in some shopping centers. Secondly, we have a view on some smaller, very small properties. But I do not want to give more details about that. Investment volume for all these things is below €40 million. Regarding the valuation, there are no special items except the fact that we have the extensions of the three shopping centers which will be included, but which already was included in the valuation as per December 2010. So we do not expect any surprise.
One follow-up on that, especially the Main-Taunus Centrum, you mentioned that its rental income is higher than expected before at the same investment cost. Does this could probably have a positive impact?
No, we have increased the investment cost. Perhaps we remember that we started with an investment volume of €71 million and a net initial yield of 8%, and now we have an investment volume of €74 million with net initial yield of 10%. So we have invested €3 million more.
But the 10% were already based on the accounts for end of last year.
Yes, right.
Okay, thanks.
We will now take our next question from Peter Papadakos of Green Street Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have three questions, please. One has to do with a little bit elaborating on what Kai asked on the trend rate in tenant sales. Could you be a little bit more specific in terms of what are the actual numbers in like-for-like tenant sales, and maybe what are the numbers for September or even October or rough ranges? That's my first question. My second is, could you disclose, please, what are the renewal releasing spreads for the portfolio overall? And then the third question is a more general question. What are currently credit spreads on new investment facilities for shopping center landlords in Germany? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Papadakos. Regarding the first question, yes, tenants yet, and yes, we can concrete. We have the figures for the first 9 months, which means for on a like-for-like, tenant sales decreased in Germany by 1.2%, for international, for our international shopping centers by minus 0.6. So in total for Deutsche EuroShop, minus 1.1%. In total, it means for Germany a minus of 2% in tenant sales. And in total for Deutsche EuroShop, minus 1.4. We do not have concrete figures already for October, though we already have heard that also the October is as weak like the September was. So that is what we currently know. Releasing spreads, that is what we have experienced in the new lease agreements for City Gallery Wolfsburg and City Gallery Wuppertal was that we have rental levels which are maintained on the current level with a moderate upturn. We are a little bit more optimistic for Dresden. Also, the shopping center in Dresden will be 10 years old next year. And we have some very attractive negotiations for the new lease agreement starting 2012. Credit spreads, as I've told you, we have renegotiated a lot of loans and asked for new loans. And what we have experienced during the year that interest rates decreased. We started beginning of the year with interest rates of 4.1% for 10 years periods. Then in summertime, it increased to a roughly 4.6%. And the last interest rate fixing, which we have done, was roughly 2 weeks before for the Altmark Gallery Dresden, new financing for 3.65% interest rate for a period of 10 years. Banks are more and more nervous, so credit spreads are increasing, dividing in companies which have a low LTV like we have, and with a high LTV we experience that it is not a problem to get debt for companies like us with a stable cash flow, with a low LTV, but it will be more and more expensive for those companies who act with a higher equity, with a lower equity ratio, higher LTV, because refinancing of the banks will be more and more expensive. And the risk officers in banks get more and more power. So in according to what we hear is that asking for loans takes, giving the permission takes more and more time in the banks. So we are very happy to see that we do not have any the obligation to discuss with banks until 2013, and then only we have to renegotiate 66 million euros, and we are very optimistic for that. Banks like us.
Thank you, Mr. Bockers.
We will now take our next question from Burkhard Sawatzki of UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions from my side. Firstly, the acquisition of the Magdeburg asset is not yet reflected in your Q3 report. So the cash outflow has still has to be taken into account. And is my math correct that then your cash goes down nearly to zero, i.e. The firepower for any further acquisition would then solely come from your credit line? That's the first part of the question. The second part is, given the tax burden, your equity ratio is now below your former equity target, which was around 50%. Do you have a new target now, or do we have to expect a capital increase at some point in time, even without acquisitions. And two further questions. Firstly, what's the current average cost of debt now after the refinancing? And the last question is the impact from the trade tax. Is the assumption still valid that we should factor in some $2.5 million going forward from that effect?
Let's come to the first question regarding the acquisition. You are right. The Alice Center market work was included in the 1st of October, so it will be part in our figures of the fourth quarter this year, and not for the first 9 months. To finance the acquisition, we already have used our credit line partly. We have started already negotiations with banks asking for long-term money. I guess that there will be a decision end of the year, in January next year. So then we can refinance the credit line in an amount of 60 billion euros by long-term debt, especially regarding the fact that long-term money is not more expensive than short-term money. For the credit line, we pay interest rate of roughly 2.5%, and as I told you some minutes before, for 10 years money, currently it's also 3.7%. Equity ratio, you're right, is now below 50%, but perhaps you remember that our equity target, our equity ratio, should not fall below 45% on a long-term perspective. So we are still in line with our strategy, and there is no target. And coming also to this, there is no obligation or pressure for us to ask for more equity. The average cost of debt is roughly 4.8%. As per the mid of the year, it was 4.83%. And you can imagine no bigger changes. So today, 4.8%, and hopefully, as per end of the year, it will be at roughly 4.7%. For your tax calculations, it is, I think, right if you calculate with a tax rate of roughly 31%. Perhaps you remember the presentation of my colleague, Mr. Böge, who explained that next to the corporate tax with a tax rate, an average trade tax rate, average tax rate of 16.5%, which means 15.85% for Germany, 19% for Hungary, Poland, and 25% for our shopping center in Austria. This means on average 16.5%. You then have to add now the trade tax rate of 16.45%, so in total roughly 31-32%. If you calculate this on our EBT, then you are on the right way.
Okay, thank you. Maybe just follow, one short follow-up on your liquidity situation. After the Magdeburg transaction, the cash on your balance sheet that is then used for the equity part of this transaction, you are looking for a long-term loan for the debt part, and this means that you have 100% of the credit line available for additional acquisition. Is this correct?
Yes, that is roughly correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Perhaps some following on the trade tax issue. As I told you at the beginning, we are still in the process of optimizing our trade tax situation. So what we presented to you is the, if you want, the worst case situation. And as implicated, we try to do better. There are possibilities to reduce the tax burden, but as knowing what we know today and in the situation today, I think this tax rate of roughly 30% is correct to achieve that.
Maybe just a short follow-up on this, but cash-wise, last earnings call, you indicated an additional burden from the new trade tax in the magnitude of some $2.5 million. This was that's what I factored in my model. Is this a fair assumption of starting from 2012? I understand that you're still looking for optimizing this situation, but as a base case scenario or a more negative scenario, this additional burden of $2.5 million, is this something we should take into account?
I think we remember a figure of roughly 6.1 million euros, but if you assume a figure of roughly 6 million euros, between 5.5 to 6 million euros, I guess that is a figure which will be more correct.
Okay, I thought it was just for 2011, the 6 million, and I thought going forward...
Yes, yes, right.
Okay, so, but also going forward from 6 million, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from Jochen Rothenbacher of Equinet. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have just one question on the guidance for 2012. Is the old guidance for 2012 still valid, or do you not provide any guidance for 2012 anymore, because I have not found any in your presentation?
Yes, we haven't published a new forecast for 2012, so it is unchanged and has to be added by the Alicenta Magdeburg deal.
So what, it is unchanged or has to be added?
It has to be added.
Okay. Okay. Could you then give an indication on this guidance? What should it be added, the Alicenta acquisition?
Yes, I can do so. That is roughly for the, let me have a short look. That is roughly on the earnings side, it is roughly 7 million euros. And for the let me have a short look to give you no wrong figures. Well, I can't find the figures now, but 7 million euros as turnover. Then you have to reduce deduct roughly 12% of the cost as operational costs.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Our next question comes from Jochen Schmidt of Metzler Equity. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Just one follow-up question on the tax rate. The guidance which you provided before, the 31 or 32%, this guidance should also apply to Q4. Is that correct? Thank you.
Yes, it should. And to give a correction for the going on a trade tax in the future, I think there was a misunderstanding. It is 3 to 4 million euros in future per year.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Stefan van Beren of Petercam. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two small questions from my side. For both the center in Wuppertal and Wolfsburg, there were quite some lease expiries this year. Were these mainly relettings or renewals? The way I read it now, that there were many new tenants applying for new space. The second one is, do you see any opportunities, useful opportunities in the Polish and the Austrian market?
Okay, for the Wuppertal and Wolfsburg, that is almost equal. That is, in both cases, roughly 60 to 70% renewals. Sorry, vice versa, relettings, and between 35 and 40% renewals. So roughly 40% new tenants in Wuppertal and in Wolfsburg.
Okay.
Regarding the acquisition possibilities, like in Germany, also Poland is very expensive. We experienced this in two bidding processes in which we took part this year, but we in both cases were knocked out or haven't bid for the highest prices. We stopped when the net initial yield was below 6% because that is too low for us in Poland. In Hungary, there are some possibilities to invest, but though we do not fear the situation for our shopping center in Hungary, for the Arcade Pécs, we are currently not interested in doing any investment in Hungary. It seems that people in Hungary have a lot of problems, and also the Hungarian government is difficult to calculate with. Last but not least, Austria is a very interesting market, but a small company and a small country, and so only very little possibilities to do investments. We have a closer look to that, but as I told you at the beginning, no concrete bidding processes regarding to this.
Very clear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Welcome.
We will now take a question from Thomas Rothäuser of Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Just to follow up on the 2012 guidance, is it right that you have already included the 3 to 4 million cash tax burden on that, on the current?
No, we haven't. As you have perhaps know, we haven't done any changes in the forecast for 2012 since April this year. So also in our ad hoc publication in August, we haven't given any impact or any figures for the tax burden. So we just have to add in the figures 2012, the forecast for 2012, the revenues for Azalis Center Magdeburg, which are 7.8 million euros, and the EBIT of 7 million euros, and also the EBT 7 million euros, because there is no debt financing in the Azalis Center Magdeburg. Debt financing will, as explained before, be on the level of Deutsche EuroShop at a for an amount of roughly 60 million euros.
So what would be your new 2012 guidance in respect of FFO per share?
There is no new news about 2012.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sergei Demirtian of Natexis asks our next question. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Serge Demergent from Natexis. Some questions also from my side. Just to come back on the valuation of the assets, so if I understand correctly, you mentioned some transactions on the market or some rumors on some prices at 5 or below 5% yield. If I remember correctly, your valuation is currently at 5.5 or something like that. Do you think that there's a chance that your appraisal could decrease a little your yield?
The evaluation of our portfolio as per year in 2010 was 5.89%.
All right.
And perhaps as you remember, current market figures, the current market deals do not have an impact on the evaluation of our portfolio. There are roughly 150 criteria of our evaluators. But there is no criteria which reflects the current market situation. But
they don't look to current market price to value your portfolio. That's what you're saying.
Yes. There are concrete figures. As you have a look in our presentation, you see that market interest rates, that in the rates of low risk investments, for example, the 10 years federal bond as a risk less. Investment. That is a very concrete basis of the evaluation of the cap rate, the discount rate of evaluation. And if you have a look to that, you see that last year they thought about an interest rate of 4.2%, if I mentioned it right, as the rate for risk-free investment. I guess currently the interest rate for the German federal bond is at roughly 2.2%. So in their model, this interest rate will reduce and will have a positive, or should have a positive impact on the evaluation. So from our side, we believe there will be no big changes regarding to last year.
No big changes.
Yes.
You're saying that the risk-free rate is decreasing that much, and that's the only thing at the end that they include in their valuation because they don't look to market price, but you say no impact.
Yes.
Strange. All right. Second question on you made some restatement on your balance sheet. So 91 million on equity. Is this the same amount on net asset value?
Pardon again, please. I haven't answered your question.
You made an adjustment on your 2010 balance sheet of 91.5 million on the equity.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Yes.
Is it the same figure on the net asset value?
Yes, it is. As our net asset value consists on the equity and the deferred taxes, so these figures in total haven't changed.
So we can assume that the 26.1 euro net asset value per share at the end of 2010 is not the good figure now, and it's 1.5 euro lower.
Oh no! As you know, we do not foresee or do not give a forecast for the NAV at the year end.
I'm not asking for forecast. I'm just asking for the level at the end of 2010 per share.
Okay, I haven't calculated that, but per today it is 25.78 euros per share. That is the group equity plus all the deferred taxes, and that is also the same in the figure.
All right. Last question on the tax optimization. Is the REIT status is an option or still not?
Pardon, please again.
You're still working on the tax optimization.
The REIT is no option for us, as we have to pay. That is a simple reason. The exit tax for our company to convert into a REIT would mean a real cash out of 160 million euros, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As we have no further questions at this point of time, I would like to turn the call back to Olaf Borkers for any additional or closing remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time and for your questions. Greetings from Hamburg. Thank you very much.